have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin. I know what you've been through, you've been through. Don't think that it's only you. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Know that you're in pain. You gotta love yourself enough to make the change. Yeah. Speak into your atmosphere. Yeah. And take away the power of your fear. Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me.
And you are listening to Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. Woo, 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 woo. I'm so excited to have another show with you guys, to be here. We have a special guest for you tonight. I'm getting a little tongue-tied there. We have a special guest tonight. But before that, I want to just do a little bit of housekeeping and let you know that this platform is centered around education of domestic violence, toxic relationships, the different forms of trauma. We're going to talk about some self-love on this platform, finding your voice. And this is just to name a few things. We're going to always be peeling back the layers and just helping you to navigate through all of these different topics that we talked about. And so I just want to let you know that Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle was designed with you, you, and you in mind. We designed this show to enlighten you, to educate you, to inspire you, and to empower you. Now, before we go any further, we got a little hand clap here. And before we go any further, I want to always make this disclaimer. Always, always, always remember, we will never conduct any therapy sessions on this show. However, we do encourage each and every person to seek professional help if you feel that you need it, okay? With that in mind, please follow me on YouTube, Speak Your Lady Michelle Speaks. Please follow my YouTube page and make sure to like and share and hit the notification button so that you never, ever, ever miss one of our shows, right? All right. So we got all that out the way. Now, I just need y'all to give me a little help here. Y'all know I always have to give a huge shout-out to my amazing producer, the visionary of this station, and that is our own Kimmy Kim. We just love her so much. We thank her. She is the most amazing producer ever. She keeps me intact. She keeps me together. She helps me out through this, and she is the founder of the Elation family. And so under that family, we have the Elation magazine, we have the Elation radio station, we have our Ashes to Beauty group, which is on Clubhouse, and we have so, so much more. So we're going to give her a hand clap, and we just thank her so very much. And now we... So now to the meat of this show. I love it. I always got to get all that stuff out first. We got to do the house cleaning. And now, here we go. So you just heard the opening song for this show, and you've been listening to that opening song for some weeks now. And we're going to hear another creation from this amazing guest just a little bit later, right? Mr. Dre Bell. This is our guest today. He is a producer and a writer, and he has been in the music industry business for over 25 years, and he has worked with Platinum, Grammy, and many other artists. Can y'all help me welcome this amazing, outstanding man, Dre Bell, the producer. Welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. How are you today?
I am well. I thank you so very much. Listen, I couldn't think of a more appropriate guest to have on my show. You know, I've been trying to get you on here for a little bit now, but our time worked out for today. But you are the most appropriate guest to have because you are the creator of two amazing songs, outstanding songs that you created, you wrote, you produced them for me and my organization. So I am forever grateful for that. I am excited about it, and I just thank you so very much for that.
You're welcome.
thank you. So, of course, we have our opening song, but we also want to play the other song for you, for our audience as well, so that they will be able to get a little bit about you. But can you just tell the Thriver Nation just a little bit about you and the work that you've done before we get into the song? Can you do that for us?
Yes. I've been writing and producing. It's a funny story. When I was younger, I used to dance a lot and sing a lot, but I never could sing. And even though I thought I could sing, I knew that wasn't my gift. But that led me to my gift, which was writing and producing. And I've been in the music industry for quite some time, as you stated earlier. I've worked for the Artist Factory in Atlanta. I worked under Hiram Hicks, Naysay Group, a few names, not to go to them too much, but Stephanie Mills, Drew Hill, and some other names, and even a lot of current people. But it's been my passion ever since I was young. I've been in recording studios since the age of 13, and I write even to this day because that's my passion.
Awesome, awesome. That is amazing. Now, I want to dive into, I know you have a lot of projects out there, but I want to dive into the project that you did for us at Healing Rebuild, Unbreakable Spirit. So before we do that, we're going to let the audience listen to the song. So I believe my producer has the song queued up, and so if we can just play that for a moment, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
All right, thank you.
Love it. Every time I hear that song, I just get goosebumps. I love it, love it, love it. It is an amazing song. It was released February 27th of 2021, and it deals with the never-ending situation of bad guys hurting, mistreating, not appreciating good girls, right? And so this song, we know, will be a blessing to women all around the globe. So I just want to talk to you a moment about that. I had some great verses in there that really stood out to me, but I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what made you write the song, what went into it, you know, what caused you to, now you became an advocate for some of the women who are going through some of these situations.
Okay, a quick backdrop. At the time, I didn't know it, but always throughout my years of writing and making music, I would make songs that dealt with that we were living. Now, at the time, I didn't know it. So for me to do it now was easy because I was always doing it without realizing it. And to speed it up to the question of what birthed the song, I've been producing R&B, pop, and hip-hop for many years. And as I was transitioning out of the business because of the business side of it and all the craziness of the business, God was leading me into the side of doing inspirational music. So I was working on my own gospel project. I can't sing, but I was working on my own gospel project where I was writing the songs, producing the songs, and going to have featured singers on different songs. And maybe here and there I would put my voice on one or two here or there. So when I was in the studio working on a particular song, I have a young guy that I'm mentoring, and he wants to be a producer. So one day he played me some music and said, "Hey, what do you think about it?" And when I hear music, sometimes music speaks words to me. So let's just say you might hear a pretty melody, but that melody might speak words. I might not hear doo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo. I might hear, "I can see you shining through," and I really hear it that way. So when he played me something, I heard words come through. And before I got into critiquing his music and what I thought was good or what I didn't think was good, words started coming out of me. So with that, and I get very excited over music. I'm very, very passionate in the studio, like on a whole nother level. So I was like, "Play that again, play that again, play that again." So it goes from me critiquing it to now me writing. So I wrote a verse, and then we went, and I told him what I thought about this song. And then I said, "Hey, you need to do this to the beat. This music needs to be added. That needs to be added," and, you know, so forth. Then the song was, I kind of stopped and start working on what I was doing. And the very next day, I was at work, sitting in my office before the students were going to come on. And we were doing Zoom then because of COVID. The students weren't coming into the classroom, but they were coming on Zoom. And I heard in my spirit, "Finish the song, God's honest truth." And I wasn't even thinking about it at the moment on the level I'm thinking about it now. But it said, "Finish the song. Call Lady Michelle Austin. Tell her you have a song for her. And it's going to be used to help women and help her organization." And that's what I did. And when God gives me something or a song or something to get behind, I get behind it very passionately. To get off the topic, to just give you what I'm saying, about 15 years ago, Philadelphia's murder rate was very high. And he placed on me to do a song called "I Got Killed Last Night on My Block." And it was about the murder rate all over the United States. And my former partner, who was the cousin of Tupac, we used to produce together under Hiram Hicks, who's from the Artist Factory in Atlanta. And I said, yo, man, we got, I want to do this song about the murder rate. And it was called I Got Killed Last Night on My Block. So we got three rappers, one from New York, two from Philly. And we wrote the song, and they died. And they came back to life and talked to their killers and told their killers what actually happened because they died. And so with this song, now that God placed it on my heart to do it, he put the passion in me to get behind it. So this song speaks to those that have done damage to women, and I'm going to say the human race, because men have lost their place. And a lot of people who don't get spiritual, that's fine and that's okay. But the role of a man is not being fulfilled anymore like it was designed to be fulfilled. And when God placed it on my heart to write and do this song, he put the passion in me to really make sure that this song speaks and covers the things that it needs to cover. And actually, now that I understand that it was purpose for me to do that, I'm glad that he used me, because sometimes God takes a face that has caused damage and used the same type of face to cause healing and to bring healing.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was a mouthful. I'm telling you, that was amazing. I feel you. I feel your passion when you're talking about this. And, you know, normally my platform is really geared towards women, even though that we know that men experience abuse as well. But my platform is really geared towards women. But it's so refreshing to have you on the show and to have a man's perspective of this. And, you know, to hear you, it's as if you're saying to us, I hear you. Because we know that many women pose this question. Many women say, why do guys hurt good girls? Why am I a good girl? Why do they hurt me like that? But to have a man saying, I hear you, and not only do I hear you, but I'm going to write a song about it that will bless you every time you listen to it. And so we do thank you for that. I appreciate that. I want to speak for all of the women who've been through any type of trauma, and I'm going to say we appreciate you. Thank you. So I did have a couple of things that I wanted to focus on, some key lines that really stuck out to me, and it was two of them. The first one was when you say, deceiving, I mean it. A girl's worst dream, he's not what he seems. Tell me, why do guys hurt good girls, right? And the second verse was, or do you want me to just ask you about the first one, and then we'll go back to the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it like that.
That line came from a place of, When I was writing it, I saw men that look at a woman or women or young girls or ladies from a perspective of what they want. And when they look at them from the perspective of what they want, what is never in is what she wants, is what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Or that man that's doing what he wants. So when I say deceiving, I mean it. It's he already has a mindset of what he wants. And with that mindset, and I'm talking about the men who apply to this song. So let's check off any man that might say we all men don't do it because I'm a man. So let's cut that from the beginning. So for the type of man that we're talking about in this song and in the world that fall under this, when they look at women, they look at women from a selfish place, and they look at women based on what they want. It doesn't matter what the woman wants. So when they start looking at that woman, now they're going to become what they think they need to become to get that type of woman, to get what they want. And when they're finished with what they want, once again, like in the beginning, what the woman wants doesn't matter and it doesn't count. So the agenda is do what they can to get what they want, and she doesn't matter and she's not involved. She's only involved up to the point of getting what they want, and then she's uninvolved again because from his perspective, it's only him.
Right. Oh, that's a great answer. And we need to really recognize that, ladies. Y'all are hearing it from a man's perspective. So my second verse that stood out to me was very misleading, a monster in sheepskin, because they like what they see and getting ready for feeding. Talk about that.
That goes back to my point when it says getting ready for feeding. So those type of men, they see candy, they see cake, they see what they want, they're licking their lips. And so in order to get that sheep, that wolf, has to change his appearance. So I didn't want to use the familiar line, a wolf in sheepskin, so I put it where it belongs, a monster, because beneath all of that is a real monster. And then now let's get into why. Anyone that doesn't care how they treat somebody and doesn't care about the outcome of that person is a monster. I can't be no plainer than that. They're a monster. When you mistreat people, when you mistreat people willingly, when you mistreat people and don't care about their thoughts, their feelings, what happens to them, what is that? It is a monster. Even if you're being led, it's still a monster leading you, and you're making yourself open to be led by a monster, which, again, it's a monster. I want to get back into something I was going to say a little bit earlier. A man's role is to cover and protect. Yes, men are supposed to like women. There's nothing wrong with that. They're supposed to see them as beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. They're supposed to desire them. There's nothing wrong with that. But the wrong comes in when I'm mistreating you, only what I want. It only matters what I want. It only matters what I'm going to get, and it doesn't matter how I get it, what I take, when I take it, and how I take it. It only matters about me. Again, a monster. And that's what we need to change. And I'm actually glad now. I'm very happy that God used me to sing this, to write this song and produce it, because when people who have been victimized are so used to seeing an image that has caused them pain, isn't it just like God to take those same images for their healing? And what I mean by that, for women that have been mistreated many times and throughout their life by men, they see men and their first thought of them is, that's who has caused me damage. That's where my pain comes from. So it's natural to see a man to clench inside. It's natural to see a man and draw back. It's natural to see a man and get nervous, whether you show it or not. It's natural to see a man and act like you're strong when you're not strong, because that's where your damage has come from. But now, isn't it beautiful that God has taken the same image, a man, to bring healing, and women be treated like they really should be treated? And that corrects men, and that's another thing. He has used me to do this song, and men like me, because I'm not the only man that think women should be treated right. But who to correct a man but a man? Because those men that will mistreat, and I'm going to say this loud and clear, those men that mistreat women and do them wrong wouldn't do it to a man, because I wouldn't let him do it to me. So who better than God using a man to speak and stand up for people that are being mistreated, women that are being mistreated? And I'm not just talking about in one area. There's many areas of mistreatment. I can mistreat you physically. I can mistreat you emotionally. I can mistreat your heart. I can mistreat you and you don't even know it by not treating you right out of your presence. And just because you don't know about it doesn't mean that I didn't mistreat you. And again, isn't it great that it's done by a man? Because now it's on an even playing ground. That's all.
Now,
go ahead.
That right there, I love that you're saying that. And here's the thing. I want to say for any man who's listening to this who may be mistreated by a woman, we want to say to you that we are not here leaving you out. But what we are doing is we're really talking to the woman because this platform really speaks to the women. And more, we know that men get abused as well, but it seems that more women speak out more. And so we are speaking to them today. We'll come back with a song for you guys later, but right now we're talking about this song. And so I love that you, Dre, have said that what better person to do it is a man to speak to another man, to check him, to, you know, let him know that this is not the right way. Because sometimes they grew up in a household where there were men doing the wrong thing. So when they now get into a community of men who can show them that that's not right and this is the right way that you should treat a woman, they will be able to do better, right? Because when you know better, you do better. That's the old saying, correct?
Yes, I've heard the same.
yes, so I love that you do that. Thank you for that. The thing that stood out to me mostly is the fact that you use this song, that God is using you to speak to the social injustices that women are going through with domestic abuse and all of the different layers. We know that you named a few. This is not just a one-sided thing or one type of abuse, but it's so many different things about it. And so you're using this music to do that because I remember for me, I can speak for me and say that music was the one thing that could help me when I was going through any type of trauma. Music was my way of escape. Music was what I can do to get away from the things that were happening to me. We know that music really controls people. It can control them in a good way. It can control them in a bad way. But one chord could just send you into 1,000 emotions. Like it can really help people. You could feel happy with that one chord or from that one chord. You could feel sad. You could feel safe. You could feel vulnerable. I mean, it just really takes you on an emotional roller coaster, right? So it could be, like I said, good or bad. So my question to you is, since music is your gift, will you continue to use it to create other empowerment music for the different injustices that's going on?
That's where I'm being led in the future. I'm actually great. Get back. You know, COVID has kind of stopped a lot of things, but I'm actually great to get back and get very active on new songs so I can release my first project. But the answer to that question is yes. But to speak on what you were talking about, the power of music. Music is, the reason it's so powerful is a few reasons, but one of the powerful reasons is because music allows you to hide without shame. And what I mean by that is, music is a vehicle that takes you to a place that allows you to be comforted, ashamed. It speaks to the issues, your shortcomings, your weaknesses, your joys, your sadnesses, and it doesn't make you feel ashamed. It speaks what you can't say. It releases the things that you need released. And when you talked about the notes and chords, and I know we must have had conversations because it almost sounds like I teach people that all the time. Music I can play a chord, and it's very true what you said, and if no one believes it, we can do it one day. I could play a chord, and it'll make you angry. I could play another chord, and it'll make you happy. Different music chords bring out different emotions. And when you listen to certain songs and then you get in the presence of people, you could be sad based on the music. Forget the words. We can take the words out. You don't even need to put any words on the song. Certain chords bring out different emotions, and that's why music is so powerful. So when people make this junk music that degrade not just women, but degrade people in general, which causes people to do things against other people, music is at the root of it, at the root of the, as a culprit, because that's the power of music. And when you're very powerful, people can use it for good or for bad.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. Again, I can remember. So for me, music, and this, I guess this is why I love this song so much that you wrote, and even my intro song, I'm a person who the words of the song speak to me first, then the beat behind it. But I'm a words person. When it comes down to music, again, like I said, this was something that was so deep for me. It was so, it really kept me sane as I went through abuse throughout my childhood. And I remember listening to something as simple as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody. That song spoke to me. I loved it, you know. And so my friends and family members, they always think that I'm a little, I'm going to say the right word. they look at me strange when different artists pass away, different musical artists pass away. And I really become hurt and upset, and it really affects me because these people helped me through a time that I felt lost. I felt like nobody understood me, but the words in their songs really to me and helped me to make it through. If you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're connected to them.
Yes. And so I feel like they pass away, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I felt like they were family. I felt like they were my friend. I felt like they were speaking right to me. And so that's why when I listen to the song Why Do Guys Hurt Good Girls, I really, because I've been there, but not just that I've been there, but that other people who may not understand, because there was a time when I didn't understand what abuse was. I didn't understand that it was wrong. I didn't understand that the things that I was allowing of these men to do to me was wrong. I knew I didn't feel so great, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't have anything to connect it to. So this song will be able to do that. It will be able to help them through. And then, of course, we always give them a next. We give them a great takeaway, a call to action. And so in the song, you say how Michelle Austin, which is me, how I tell them that they're unbreakable. They're a thriver. You can get past this. You can, you know, you don't have to stay here in this type of situation. And so I love that it's giving them, okay, this is what happens. This is what it looks like. But now, listen here, you are a thriver. You're going past this. You're going to make it past this. And so I love that, the whole speak your peace, the words in that song, and just letting people know that they can get past their fears, can have this platform where they can speak their peace. They can speak the things that they want to talk about, the topics that they want to talk about. They can have a place, a safe space. And so please keep doing what you're doing. Keep writing these types of songs. We need this kind of empowerment, and it is appreciated. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad that I was able to be used.
Awesome. So I want to say to you, by you doing these type of things, you have now, really, I don't know if you ever thought of yourself as an advocate, but you become an advocate for those of us who need a voice. We need someone to go into rooms that we can't go into. Well, your music goes into those rooms. You know, your music will go all around the world. It will touch someone in a whole nother part of the country, around the globe. And so this is, how do you think about being an advocate? How does that speak to you? You know, what do you feel from that?
It's funny you said that. I always say, if I came up in Martin Luther King's days, I'd be right there with him or with Malcolm X. And it's funny that God puts us in the right time that we needed to be living in, because if we were in other times, we would have did this or did that. And I most certainly would have stood up for a lot of things that I see that shouldn't have been. But I didn't realize that an advocate was what I was. I just felt, this is what I feel. I'm saying it. I speak it because I am using my gift, or I'm using this vehicle of music. But it wasn't with a deliberate knowing. It was deliberate, but I didn't know it deliberately, that I was doing it from a place of purposely trying to advocate, even though I was advocating because that's where my heart took me. That's where my passion took me. So even though now I'm doing it knowing that I'm advocating, I'm still not doing it from a place of knowing that I'm advocating. I'm still being led by the heart, because if you don't advocate from the heart, you're not really advocating genuinely. Sometimes you might do something that's good, but if you don't do that good thing with the right reason or the right motive, it doesn't have that behind it. So when I write a song, or I produce a song and write a song that has been dropped in my heart and my spirit to do it, I do it first from my heart, and that makes me get behind it heavy. If I just do it and I say, hey, what's the next song I want to do to advocate? Now I'm not doing it from the right place. I want to do it because I'm an advocate. No, I want to do it because my heart is behind that thing. So when I do it, you're going to hear the passion in the words. Even though I'm not singing, the girl singing is Rosie Bond. She's known all over. But the passion is there because it's coming from a heart place, a genuine place, a real place. So, yes, I will continue to advocate, but I won't do it because I want to be an advocate. I will do it because my heart is advocating.
That's amazing. So I hear you saying, and I think that you and I had talked a little bit about this before, I hear you saying something, anything that needs an advocate for things that are not right or God-driven, right? That's what I hear you saying that you are doing.
Exactly.
Yes. And you made a reference to Rosie. We did not mention her earlier, but she is the amazing, fantastic, phenomenal voice that we hear on that song. I love her voice. It was the right voice for the song. I think that it really put the oomph on the song once we heard her singing it. That is great. I'm glad that you were able to get her to be a part of your project. Do you want to say anything more about Rosie? We'll have to get her on the show as well.
I mean, Rosie is known in the industry. She sings with many, many different artists. Jill, I'm going to just say Jill Scott because everyone knows that name. But a lot of people in the industry, like, there's a community in the music world that, even though the public might not know this producer or that producer or this background singer or this studio singer, but in the industry, you are known. So Rosie is known by a lot of people, not just in Philly, not just in Atlanta, but all over. And she's a great person to work with. I worked with Rosie on many occasions, wrote with her on a few occasions. And she's easy to work with, but her voice was perfect with the song. But her voice was mixed very poppy and that's not normally how our voice is mixed. Our voice is normally mixed warm, but it's perfect. I heard, I was like, yo, when her voice get that airy, poppy mix on it, it's going to be crazy. And it came out great. And the song isn't finished. We're working on a music video. And once the music video comes out, it's going to take the song to another level. But I do want to say this, seeing this and experienced this. When you do a song that is needed, it's not received in the world right away. It takes time. Like you said, this came out in February 2021. And I just want to let everybody know, when you do a song that deals with things that need to be dealt with, it takes more time for the song to catch on, for the song to dig its feet into the ground and take off. But when you do a song that calls a girl a hoe or a bee or give me that tail or do this or whatever, song pops off in a week, it's on the charts next week, everybody is singing it. So that's always been the case when you have songs that are really saying something. But let me say this. This song, a year from now, or it could be even before that, this song is, we're going to keep pushing it. God told me to do it. I don't know how he's going to make it worldwide, but I know he is. And it's going to do what it was designed to do. It was designed to bring not only a voice to the voiceless, but to bring a voice to a subject that people don't want to own, people don't want to face, people want to act like it doesn't exist. And for those that are the perpetrators, it's going to bring a voice so that they can see themselves. So we're going to keep pushing the song. You know me, I'm quiet. I like to do stuff and then talk about it after. But the song is going to do what it was designed to do when God has designed it to do it. So everyone that's listening, if you could, just let everybody know it exists. You can go to Dre Bell, the producer, and find it, called Why Do Guys. It was co-produced by Jay Alexander, produced and written by Dre Bell, and featuring Rosie Bond. And it actually was put out on TuneCore, but Sony Records picked it up. So now it's out on Sony Orchard, which is a music distribution company. So I just want to say, let's stay behind the song, let people know it exists. And you can find it on YouTube, the lyric videos on YouTube, but the motion picture video movie will be coming out shortly, and it'll be about 4.5 minutes long. But the visual will speak in a way that the song will get the justice that it needs so that it can bring awareness to the people, not just in Philly, not just in the United States, but all over.
Thank you. Yes. Now, is there a way that they can download the song?
Yes, you can download it on, listen, you could say, Alexa, play Why Do Guys. And guess what Alexa's going to do? She's going to play Why Do Guys. So it's everywhere. You can find it any and everywhere you buy music, any everywhere you download music, it's there. Again, it's out on Sony Orchard, so it's everywhere. Just go to Alexa. Say, Alexa, play Why Do Guys by Dre Bell. Go on YouTube, type in Why Do Guys by Dre Bell, and it will come up. You can see the lyric video, and you can download it as we speak. And a portion of the proceeds is going to support women's rights organizations, nonprofit organizations that use the money to help women flee when they need to flee, help put food in the mouths of the women and their children. So it's not just a song that you can sing. It's a song that's going to do tangible things that you can touch.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, you guys, come on, Thriving Nation. Y'all going to have to get behind this song. I need y'all to download the song. I need you to go to the YouTube video. Let's blow this up as much as we will blow up, Cardi B song or a Megan Thee Stallion song, or any of those other people, right? I can't name everybody, but I'm naming just a few. And let's blow this up as well. Let's take this to the next level, because this is really going to help some woman out there who's fleeing with her children. You know, proceeds are going to be going to help them. And then it's going to also help some others who may just need to listen to the song, and it will help them to get out of a situation that they have found themselves in, and they need some guidance, they need some help, they need a kind of like a boost. So let's do that. Let's share it. Share it on your social media. Share it on, like I said, on your TikTok, all of the different social media platforms, and let's get behind it. This is an amazing thing, and Dre Bell, the producer, has done this for us, for the women, and we love it. We are excited about this next step. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I think it's important to say this, too, and what's even more important than this song is, and I'm going to use me since I'm the one that was used to produce and write it. A song means nothing if there's no action behind it. And you say, what do I mean by that? Not only do I talk about how men need to treat women and how women ought to be treated. If you was to call my woman now, she would tell you that she's treated right. We can't say things that we don't live. We can't say things that we do not do, and we can't live one life over here, but we live in a double life somewhere else. So I just want to put it out there. Not only am I getting behind a song and getting behind issues that need support, but I also live what I have someone sing. I live what I talk about. I live what I write. I live what I produce. I think a man should show his woman nice things all the time. Pop up and throw, give her flowers here and there. She don't have to do nothing but exist. And these are the things that we need to do so that we can show appreciation to who God blessed us with. So I needed to say that, because it's not just a song that I don't live. Don't speak something that you're not, and don't say nothing that you don't do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I would have asked you for your final words for the people, but I think that's it right there. I think you gave your final words. That is a great message to give, and we appreciate you for that. Tell the Thriver Nation where they can find you, social media, or how they can get in touch with you for anything that they may need to follow up with.
I don't do that a lot. I'm going to get a young person to do it, but I'm on, hold on, I got to remember, Instagram, Dre Bell, the producer, Facebook, Dre Bell, the producer, and on YouTube, Dre Bell, the producer.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much. We're coming to the end. I do appreciate you being on here with us tonight. And just really all that you've done, I thank you for using your God-given art to write and produce for our show. We definitely play it every week. We play, we have an intro and an outro. So we are thankful to you for that. And we are going to get ready to get out of here. You guys know how to locate me. I'm on social media. Lady Michelle Speaks on Instagram, Michelle Jones Austin on Facebook. And, you know, my final thoughts, I always say to you, I know we always talk about being kind to one another, but, you know, we go a step further on this show and we say, please be kind to yourself. And don't ever, ever, ever forget that you are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a thriver. We love you so much. And we know here that we also tell you that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. That is our show for tonight. I am excited to have had the opportunity to talk to Dre Bell, the producer. We thank him again for being here. We know that he is a part of the family because, again, like I said, he wrote our opening song, and so we love him for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you for Why Do Guys Hurt Good Girls. We will continue to get behind that, and we will continue to keep that in front of the Thriver Nation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're actually going to listen to our outro as we get up out of here. We appreciate you. I love you all. Make sure you tune in next week for another amazing guest. And have a great, great, great week. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Your peace, come and talk to me. Speak your peace, ladies, shall hold your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace.